Case number 12785, Lloyd Harrison seeks a variance from the maximum fence height requirement for a fence, sections 115-34, 115-182, and 115-185 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is a three lot located on the southeast side of Robinson's Drive, approximately 620 feet southwest of Silver Lake Drive. The 911 address is 38254 Robinson's Drive in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MR, the tax map is District 334, map 20.09, parcel 36. We have five letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero matter return. And he's seeking a 1 foot variance from the 3.5 foot maximum height requirement for a fence.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Lloyd Harrison Jr., 1221 Algonquin Road, Huntsville, Maryland, 21032.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Feel free to move those microphones ever how you need to.
Thank you. Excuse me, I have a little post-nasal drip. I don't have COVID or anything like that, believe me. They switched. They got the right one on. The property. Oh, you got it in yellow. That's okay. Good. The variance, as you brought up, is to from the maximum height requirement for a fence. But in reality, I had it much differently. I'm going to read what I submitted, which dealt with the five questions. So make sure I really get through those questions. And it's really a 1 foot fence height variance, 3.5 to 4.5 feet at 38254 Robinson Drive along the property rear lot line adjacent to Anna B Street. First of all, the first question is uniqueness of the property. Robinson Drive connects Route 1 to Silver Lake Drive in Dodge Addition. Both pedestrian and vehicular traffic have grown greatly since 2000. Our Robinson Drive property is one of the only four Robinson Drive through lots. The four lots are grouped side by side. The first two of these lots have 6 foot fences on along Anna B and their privacy fences. My property is the third through lot. The fourth through lot is a vacant lot. So my Robinson Drive property is 50 foot wide along Anna B. The 50 foot width encompasses a 24 foot picket fence and a 26 foot garage entrance area. The garage is accessed from Anna B. It's right where the little red mark is. The adjacent vacant lot is a through lot, is a very busy cut through from Anna B to Robinson Drive, as well as a visitor parking area. DelDOT recently recognized the increase in congestion on Robinson Drive. They added speed limit signs, a stop sign, and recently constructed a sidewalk down the length of Robinson Drive. Traffic has increased along Anna B. This is a problem because drivers trying to avoid the congestion on Robinson Drive frequently rush down Anna B dead end only to turn around on my garage driveway next to my fence. Paragraph 2 cannot otherwise be developed. The fence height is needed for personal safety and security due to increase of congestion and traffic on Robinson Drive. The 4.5 foot fence height provides additional security while fitting in well with the residential character of the neighborhood. Any reduction in the existing fence height would lessen security and safety while causing considerable unnecessary expense. Paragraph 3, not created by the applicant. The need for a higher fence is the result of the growth in pedestrian and vehicular traffic on Robinson Drive and the adjacent vacant lot. As discussed earlier, DelDOT's safety improvements increased traffic, and parking on the vacant lot all created the need for the higher fence. The applicant's fence contractor applied for and was granted both the county-approved building permit as well as the final inspection. Four, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The Robinson's Drive neighborhood has numerous high fences. Our existing 4.5-foot picket fence is well within the neighborhood's character, with the exception it is lower. For example, the two adjacent neighbors have solid 6-foot fences, the privacy fences along their Anna B property line. At the dead end of Anna B, there's a 7-foot privacy fence. Five, minimum variance. The 1-foot variance provides the least modification necessary to improve rear yard security by further discouraging climbing intruders as well as screening the view. The fence construction has been approved by the county. There will be no additional cost involved while the safety and security of my rear yard will remain enhanced. We respectfully request that the 1-foot height variance from 3.5 to 4.5 feet for our existing rear picket fence along Anna B be granted. I'm open for questions.
Mr. Chairman, before we begin, I do have a point to raise, I neglected, I should have mentioned this at the beginning of the presentation. Mr. Harrison, you were before this board in 2020 for a pool and also a fence height variance along that same area, and the board denied that request. One of the things this board is bound by are the judicial res judicata principles, which means that the board is bound by its prior rulings. Before we can consider the merits of the application, namely the five standards that you've recited here, the board must first determine that there's been a substantial change in the conditions affecting the property or in the plans that are presented to the board. So you have to demonstrate that there has been that change since the prior application was filed. I don't know if you had a chance to look at your prior decision. I know it's included in the packet that the board has, but I don't know how you wish to address that.
I honestly don't remember why they turned it down. I do remember a remark that was made at the time. It got me, it said, I used too much of the land, or something like this. I took a square footage of the land, the square footage of the house, and the square footage of the garage. That was 40% of my property. Adding the largest pool, this is a very small pool, our largest pool I could do, that was 3% more. So it would have been 43% of my lot, residential lot, I was using. I looked through the code and I didn't see anywhere in the code that they limited a residential lot usage on square footage. I may be wrong.
Well, we're not litigating the prior decision, but one of the things that you have to demonstrate is that this, because one of the things is the board denied you a fence height variance in that same location in 2020. You have to demonstrate, and the actual standard is that there's been a substantial change in conditions that has occurred or other conditions materially affecting the merits of the request have intervened. So that must mean that, example of that would be that this is, there's been a change in the property, it's been developed in a different fashion. Another example would be that your proposal differs substantially from your prior application. I don't know if you wish to address perhaps how your application is, does it differ from your prior application? If so, how?
Well, one substantial difference is that I got a setback survey on the property, which before I was talking about the 30-foot setback type of thing, and this setback survey was done roughly a year ago, and it opened up the fact that I was now, the setback was only on one side 15 feet, and the other side it's setback for the fence. So I was not talking about an entire fence in the entire backyard in the same manner.
So previously you were looking at a fence that would run the perimeter of the rear of your, or the property that faces Anna B Street. You were previously looking for a fence that would go the width of that part of your yard, is that right? And this fence is only about half that.
Can I approach the picture?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is the area that we're talking about, okay? And I was looking to put a pool back in here before, and the fence was now with the setback, I can put in, if I have to, a hot tub or something like that and fit it in here with the setback. This is what you asked, but this is roughly from the lot line to the edge of the, and it's 13 feet or something like that. Here's where the fence we're talking about is on this particular picture. But I'm at a disadvantage because I don't know exactly what they.
Sir, you have to come back up here if you could.
I'm sorry.
Let me see if I can ask you a few clarifying questions here.
Yes.
The purpose of the fence. Is the reason you're here tonight because you're trying to keep people off your property?
Yes, there's ever since we had that situation for a long time, I had no fence, and as a consequence, people were going over, the dogs were playing over there, they play in that particular area.
Let me ask you about the previous one that was denied. In that case, you were asking for a pool and a fence.
Yes, well, I'm not asking for a pool now.
Right, but was the purpose of the fence, was that, why did you want to put that fence with the pool? Was it for safety around the pool, or was it because of trespassing?
Obviously, both. You can't build a pool without a fence.
I guess the reason I'm asking is because when I didn't go back and look at the whole record from the previous case. When I look at the findings of fact, it appears like the fence was, and the pool were a package deal. The fence was there because of the pool, and in this case now, you're serving a different purpose. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mr. Sharp, am I making any sense there?
You are, Mr. Werfel. I think the first hurdle that you have to demonstrate is that there's been a substantial change in the conditions affecting the property. And I think what Mr. Werfel's asking is, when you previously applied, you were seeking a pool. Our code requires a fence go around a pool, and the board denied you the request for the pool and the fence. They were kind of one and the same. Now you're applying for a fence, just a fence. And the question there is this a substantial difference from your prior one? And I think if I understand what I heard from hearing your testimony before and reading the materials is that you've had an increase in trespassers in that area, and you believe you need the fence to keep those away. And I think Mr. Werfel's question was, did you have that same problem when you previously came before the board, or was it something that arose in the interim?
That problem, as I've indicated, of people driving down and turning around on my thing because they can't read the sign that says dead end, and we're so close to the dead end. That has been increasing. The number of people walking back there have been increasing, but without the fence, okay, I have a problem of people coming through there, the dogs coming through there, people coming through there. I don't have the exact year, but at one particular time, I missed a lot of landscaping equipment out of my garage, as example. And as a consequence, I've got it really locked up tightly now. So
Mr. Harrison, has it been increasing since 2020?
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
It has been increasing. In fact, as I told you, DelDOT has built up the fence, a sidewalk out there on Robinson Drive and various other things, because the traffic is increasing. If we all go to Rehoboth Beach, et cetera, in the summertime, and you can see how much the traffic is really, really increasing. I, at one particular time, stepped out and on the 7th of July did a traffic count going through there. It's what I counted, but 62% of the traffic coming over the little white bridge there turned up Robinson. It didn't go down Silver Lake Drive to Dewey because they were trying to get out of town, and it's trucks and the like. And so it's really something. And as you can tell, there's somebody parked in several places in that vacant lot.
So Mr. Sharp, we have to address Reg Ducato first.
Mm-hmm.
So we made the motion, or I made a motion to say that I believe that substantial differences occurred since 2020 with the increasing amount of trespassing that's occurred on Mr. Harrison's property, and that the request this time is significantly different than the previous time because of the absence of the formal. That motion were to carry, then we could address tonight's variance.
You could.
I would make that as a motion.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Nay.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Warfel?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
And I too. So the vote of 4-1, we will hear tonight's, hear your case this evening.
Sir, you've already addressed the criteria, but what I want to know is how was it discovered that you were in violation?
How was it discovered?
Mm-hmm.
I had a contractor come up to get a permit, and he wanted to build a pool or something, and they told him he couldn't because he couldn't get didn't have a variance or something.
A pool,
okay. And so what I did is I walked on over to one Friday afternoon to the building code thing, and I said, "Hey, can an owner apply for a building permit?" And they told me yes, etc. And then I asked, I was trying to figure out what was going on here, and looking at the history of the thing, they said, "Oh no, you can't do that."
Okay, so on the survey that we received as a supplement, where you have a red mark.
Yes.
Is that fence that, built?
Is that fence? Yes, it is.
That fence is built?
Yes.
And it's built to an inappropriate height, and that's the reason that you're here tonight.
Yes. What I've done is I've come to say, hey, I didn't put that fence in. The contractor put it in. He got a building permit, and he got a final inspection, sir. That was over a year ago. And I put this fence in, and then all of a sudden I find out from talking, as I did just recently, that, hey, that fence is too high, okay? So what I've done is I've gone and come forth to you all to let you know I would like to get a variance with just this little red portion of the fence there. And if you can't see it from that photograph, but I'll point it out. This is my property. Yeah, it's a 6-foot fence, 6-foot fence, 7-foot fence. Over there, there's several fences that are 6 foot right against the sidewalk at Robinson Drive. I'm the small, lowest fence around. I'm not, you know, all I'm trying to do is keep people out of there and be able to use the rear, my rear yard, because I can't use the front because of so many people walking by.
I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
In 2020, you applied.
Yeah.
And it was for a fence height requirement, correct? That was part of it? Because you were going to put in a pool?
I was going for a pool. The whole thing was about pool.
Yes, but you...
And the fence was in there also. But the problem was, I was going, well, I was putting a pool in, and go ahead.
Okay. There's a fence height requirement that you had to meet with the pool, correct?
Right.
Were you aware of that at the time?
It was brought up. And the problem was at that time that the fence, because we were talking about a 30-foot setback, the fence would cut the pool in a half. Okay? And it wouldn't work. Okay.
Yes, but so, what I'm asking you is, I'm not, take the pool out of the equation.
Okay.
Well, the pool has to be there because it's why you requested the height that you requested.
Yes.
But you were aware of the height that it was supposed to be and what the extra height you needed to cover a pool, correct? In 2020.
I don't remember talking about that at the time, because what I was talking about was the pool and the size of the pool. Because we talked about a 10 by 18 pool, which is the smallest one that they prefab. And, as you say, the 4-foot fence is a requirement. I don't remember a lot of that, any dialogue on that, but I'm sure it was probably.
Who's the company who, do you have the name of the company who put the fence up?
Absolutely. In fact, they put the 2 6-foot fences up too. I took their name off of there.
The permit appears to have been from an Eastern Shore Porch and Patio Inc.
Yes.
Does that sound right?
That's right. Eastern Shore Porch and Patio. This is the permit.
Question for staff. Did we get a final inspection on this fence, and when was that?
We did. It was...
Yes, you did. And?
CO was issued for the fence on April 12th, 2022.
Yes, and I called up. See, I don't pay the contractor unless they get finished, and the contractor... So I called the county and got what was told April 12th. I just want to show you this picture since we're going there. This is...
You can submit that to Ms. Norwood.
It's a lousy picture, but it was when I bought the property and the fence, it was on it already.
So this is when you bought the property?
Yes, sir. That's a wooden fence. It was on the property line the whole way around.
So let me make sure I understand this. You got the CO back in April for the fence, and then later you came back for another permit, and that's when you discovered that you were in violation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, how do you...
I'm assuming you didn't get that permit then?
No. What I wanted to do then was to come before the board and get a variance, because I wanted to be within the rules. I mean, there's an awful lot of fences out here which are not necessarily covered.
So did you come back? Okay, so you got your CO in April, then you come back later for a permit. Was that permit for a pool, or what was that permit for?
I don't know if that's correct. The permit that we have was issued January 26th of 2022. And you said it was, Ms. Norwood, I believe you said it was CO'd in April of last year. Is that right?
What?
I think the issue here is we would normally get it, and I was just checking the code on this, make sure I wasn't misremembering it, but administrative variances can only be granted from yard setbacks or separation distance. So if there was an administrative error where like a CO was issued improperly, staff would normally be able to address that without having to come to you all through the administrative variance process. In this case, though, because it dealt with a fence and not a yard setback or building setback, it comes to you all. The staff is not allowed to grant that kind of variance.
Sir, if we were to let you have this fence, what are your future plans for this property? What else are you planning to build?
I'm planning to put continue my pavers back, what have you. I guess I should mention this. The lot actually dips down. I surveyed it the other day to verify this, and I made myself a double survey. It actually dips down as you go back, and so my pavers, which I've already got a section by the house, if I'm going back, you don't want to slope these things because furniture sits on it, I would run them horizontally. Okay? And this makes an interesting thing, because when you do that, this is not to scale, okay? But I wanted to show it to you because I can't run it all the way out here and show it to you. But there's, you know, maybe grab one for myself and we have the rest. But what I'm showing here,
you have to go back to the microphone.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. What I'm showing here is when you put pavers in, you put them in horizontally, okay? Because you have furniture on that type of thing. Since I have the backyard dips down to make it level, I have to wipe out my foot. So the fence on the inside is going to be 3.5 feet. On the outside, it'll be 4 feet. How do you define a fence?
Asking me what the definition of a fence is?
Yeah. I mean, I want the fence 4.5 feet for security reasons outside. On the inside, I want it to protect the kids from getting out, of course, but on the outside. And so my point is, well, as you see this, because of the drop-off, that the 3.5 is going to be the size of the fence on the inside. On the outside, it'd be 4 feet.
Well, right now, it's still a 4.5 foot fence.
Yes, sir. And you know something? You know, you've given me a wonderful idea, but I'm not going to talk about it here.
Mike, go back to the microphone, sir.
Sorry. I apologize.
So I'm still stuck on this, Mr. Norwood. Maybe you can help me. He was given a defense company applied for a building permit.
Yes.
He was given a CO. Then why is he back here?
Because it doesn't comply with the code. And we can't administratively correct it, even though there was a county error.
Okay. That's what I thought. Any other questions from the board? Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Well, I just want to make, we've been talking a lot about procedures here, so to speak, and I still don't have the security problem solved. I'm living next to that vacant lot next to me with everybody. If you're familiar with Dodd's Addition, that's about the only thing that people go through. We're not solving that.
There's not much we can do about that, sir.
I know.
We're only here for your fence.
I know. And my fence is my solution to my security problem. Do you get the number of people that are in favor of it, or is that later?
Yeah.
Later. Okay. I'm sorry, because I've gotten a lot of compliments by people that have gone by. Without that fence, it...
If they have submitted a letter to the county, we have it in our packet.
Cool, thank you.
Thank you, sir. You can have a seat if you'd like.
Okay, thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12785 for Mr. Lloyd Harrison?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, currently no one on the line wishes to speak.
Thank you. Anyone else have any further questions? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12785 for Mr. Lloyd Harrison. Entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12785 for Mr. Lloyd Harrison for the request of variance pending the final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. The property has unique physical conditions with it being a through lot. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Nay.
Mr. Werfel?
Nay.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So the vote of 3-2, sir, your case is approved. Next case.
Case number 127.